This is the Real BS Show on a very, very cold winter storm.
Yes.
Eve. It's cold out now. I don't care.
Yeah, some people might find it beautiful, though, you know.
Well, I thought at 25 degrees coming up here, I said, gee, that's a heat wave. But it's cold out there right now, so it's going down.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it's going to go down. Starts at like zero and it goes down -1, -2, -3, every hour. It goes clear down. I don't know how far down. I quit looking. I said, oh, man. Whew. Plus, there's going to be a lot of snow, too.
Yeah.
And down south, they're going to get hit with ice, big time ice. I mean, yeah. You get 1 inch of ice on your power lines, you're going to be out electric.
That's true.
If anybody listened to this, think about what you're going to do when the power goes out, because that's very, very possible.
Yeah, the people, even natural gas, they have to have electricity for their pilots.
You know, well, they got electricity for the fans to blow you know, all that other stuff. Lights, too. It's going to be, and if this ice kills all these power lines and stuff, it's going to be a week before you get them back on again.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be a couple hours. It's going to be weeks.
Yeah.
Whew. I mean, this is going to be ugly. I don't know. Maybe Congress could pass a law.
Yeah. No ice.
No ice storms, below zero temperatures. Whatever you do, folks, just stay home.
Yeah.
Don't go out there driving around. You got to get Lunchables and all this other stuff, you know, to stock up so you got food. Do it now. I mean, do it today. And because it's going to get ugly. And it's going to be that way for a week or two. And then again in February, you know, about 2 weeks into February, it's going to get super cold again. So this is awful. This is terrible. What happened to global warming?
Yeah.
You know, all this hoopla about global warming, whew, I mean, Russia, China, the whole world's freezing.
Yeah.
You know, this is crazy. Let's get back to the global warming. What do we got to do to warm up the... What do you, just drive more cars or more pollution or what?
You got to protest more. That's what you got to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
Burn more calories that way.
I quit that 50 years ago. It's a waste of time.
Yeah. Bring back the warmth. You got to go out there. That's what I'm starting.
Congress is useless anyway, so
yeah.
It's a waste of time. So anyhow, I don't know. Let's play some different kind of music. A little bit different. What do you think?
That sounds good.
All right, just something that's a little different. Okay, Seth, you're in charge here, so.
All right.
Did I let you down? Did I bring your pain? Should I carry guilt or let the silence reign? 'Cause I saw the storm before the skies went gray. Yes, I knew you'd stumble and I walked away. So I took what's mine by the stars above, took your soul into the night with love. It might be done, but it don't end there. I'm still right here if you ever care. You touch me hard, you touch me soul. You changed me back, made me spirit whole. And love stay blind, seeing that from start. When I gave you me blinded heart, I kissed your lips, I held your face, shared your bed, my sacred place. I know your love, I know your side. I've been wedding day, and all we were still burns the flame. I seen you cry, I seen you grin, watch you sleep, let the night begin. I'd raise your child, I'd walk that road, I'd hold your hand till we grow old. I know your fears and you know mine. We had them storms, but we did fine. I know it's true. I can't find breath if I lose you. Goodbye, me lover. Goodbye, me friend. You were the one. You were the light in the end. Goodbye, me lover. Goodbye, me friend. I keep still whisper prayers when I can't sleep. One day I'll speak my soul out loud when my knees follow to the sacred ground. I'm so hollow. In the
BS show on a blustery, and I mean blustery, winter day.
Have you seen the prices of silver? That's pretty hot right now.
Yeah, it's scary. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you a little thing I view is when you got normies, normal people talking about silver, don't buy. It's not a good time to buy. That means the price of silver is going to go down. It's not worth it.
Well, from what I've seen, it's
going up.
It might go down a buck or two, but it ain't going back down to $30, no. $25 like it's been the last 30 years.
Yeah.
It's up there. It's up there, and they know they're out of silver.
Yeah.
They can't mine it fast enough.
I'm telling you right now that I'm shocked by how many people are paying attention to it, but it's one of those things that, you know, both you and I have been paying attention to silver and gold for the longest time, and it's kind of shocking to see people.
Well, when I started buying silver, it was back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
It was $4 an ounce.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's laughing at me.
Yeah.
I said, $4, $8, you know,
yeah.
$40. I get, so what? You know, just right. Set it off to the side and forget about it.
Right.
So I've been kind of doing that off and on for a long time.
They can't tax
now,
you for it.
Now, all of a sudden, well, they can tax you when you cash it in.
That's true, yeah.
But you got to do it right.
Yeah.
You just got to do it right, and I figured it out.
Yeah.
You need to lend it. You need to use it as collateral on a loan.
Yeah.
No taxes.
There you go. That's the way to do it. I think that, you know, there's nothing wrong with using gold or silver as a currency. You know, I think we should move towards it more.
Yeah.
You know, there's some states that allow you to do that.
Yeah, really Florida. Fine. Florida just switched. They said that's currency now.
Yeah.
Gold and silver.
Nothing wrong with that, you know.
But Walmart won't take it.
No.
So they will sooner or later. It's coming. There's big changes coming. But the problem with that, the government doesn't want that because you can't print silver.
No.
You can't print gold.
Then that's the part of the problem. Yeah.
You got what you got, and that's it.
You look at how we're paying off bills in the government. They have to increase spending because no one wants to decrease spending in Congress. And then they don't want to increase taxes too much because that would cause, you know, if we really were to balance the budget, the middle class and lower
class. It's impossible. It's $39 trillion. Right up against $39
trillion. Our interest rates are out right now, almost number three, I think.
Who's getting all that interest?
Yeah. Oh, Americans? Chinese?
No, I mean,
majority is Americans, but it's Chinese, the...
The people who buy treasury notes?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's where the interest rates are, because, you know, we're paying the interest rates on the deficit that way. Is because we're, you know, that's mostly
so
retirement.
So if they go belly up, who's going to lose?
Americans first.
Americans.
And then Chinese, and then India, then Russia, and then like all these other countries, you know. But, you know, whatever. You know, we print money. That's what we do in this country. Every country does that.
Yeah, every country does.
They all realize the golden goose is just to be able to print your own money. And it's partially why the British kept the pound and take the euro, is because they could control their own currency that way, you know. But I think...
they're broke too, so...
Yeah, well, everyone's broke. That's the issue.
Yeah.
But if you go with silver or gold, they're pretty stable, you know. Gold,
I don't know.
Gold's very stable, you know.
I don't even think about it. I just, you know, if I get a few extra bucks, I'll go buy a couple pieces of silver.
Right.
I don't know. Of course, I ain't doing that now, though. Now it's close to $100 an ounce.
No, no.
I think, well, that's a bit much. I mean, it's gone up four times its value in the last 6 months.
Right.
That's never happened, ever.
No.
So I've got enough. I'll just sit and wait.
Right.
See what happens. If I need some groceries, I'll take a silver round down to the coin dealer, the guy there, and cash one in, get $100, and go over to Walmart.
Then you go ham.
Go what?
Go ham.
What's that?
Ham means like go, you know, crazy and buy $100 worth of groceries.
Yeah. Yeah, $100 worth of groceries.
It's a pun.
That's the thing. The cutoff is 10,000. So if you cash in silver and you get more than 10,000, well, the coin dealers or whoever
has to file for them.
They have a 1099-B.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not 15% or 20%, it's 28%.
Yeah.
It's called a collectible, like a comic book or a baseball cards or something that you've been collecting. It's 28%, which is a lot higher than capital gains.
Yeah.
So, it you know, it's just a screwy mess.
You know, the ones that are, like, really wanting capital gains tax, they want, like, before even make that, like, there's some people in California that want a tax on before you even make any money, they want a tax on that. And instead of thinking, that's all you got, everyone's retirement plan is the same thing.
They
want
to tax your property even though you haven't sold it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's worth more now, so you should get, you know.
Yeah.
Pay whatever, I forget what they call it.
Do you know, in America, we have a weird thing called Georgism. That's why we have property taxes, is because there's a guy, I think his name is Henry George, is his first name was Henry. He thought that it was like early form of socialism where they believed that if you tax the value of the property, then it would make it fair for people. But what he didn't realize is renters are going to, the landlord's not going to pay that tax alone. The landlord's going to carry that tax increase over to the renter. So when renters get upset their rent's going up,
Well, not if you live in New York City. They're not allowed to raise their rent.
Well, that's the problem. Javier Milei in Argentina did resolve that by removing rent control. And guess what happened? Rent went down because more landlords were willing to put up property for renting. And there you go. That's a solution. I think a lot of the problems is in this country is you can't even build a house or an apartment complex. In New York City, good luck trying to build something new. You have to go through all these regulations and red tape. Whereas look at Austin, Texas. It's still progressive.
Well, you try to build an outhouse around here.
Yeah.
Every spring, they take satellite photos of everybody's property. And they know if there's anything new.
Yeah,
you know, a chicken coop or whatever. They know,
yeah.
And they're going to want Well, number one, they want to know if you got a permit, but number two, they want reassess, you know.
Did they do that to you?
I don't know. Not anymore, because I don't own anything.
No.
I just live in the woods.
Well, I mean, I know that, but you have, like, sheds out there. They didn't, come after you about that?
Oh, no. At least my son didn't. I'm on my son's property.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, yeah.
They came out and to reassess his house, because he's been building his house for a while now.
Yeah.
And they looked up and they saw my house and they said, "Ah, heck with it." They said, "We're not going to go up there. It's too small."
And that's okay.
No big deal.
You're technically you're on a trailer that could be moved, so technically it's not on the property.
It could be. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So you that's the beauty of it is you're kind of free to move. You know, if you had to.
I'm free to freeze too.
Yeah, that's true.
Man. My water froze up last week.
Oh, jeez.
But I got it fixed.
That was negative last week, and we're looking at negative 10 now.
Oh, yeah. It's you gotta let the water run. You gotta let it just drip. At least drip anyways.
I found the secret is there's a T connection in my house to the outside hose. I had to drain that out, and then I'm good. And I let it drip when it gets down and then below zero. And I have no problems. I've always been worried about that, you know, of course.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
If you don't keep the heat going, that's an issue.
That you blow heat underneath there in your crawl space or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's folks, it's ugly. I mean, it's going to be ugly. The next few weeks is just bone-crunching, massive ugly. And you watch the news, they're going to show all kinds of people without power, no heat. They're just not ready for this.
You know, that's a thing that could happen around here. You know, we take it for granted. We have nuclear power, so it's a pretty stable power source. But if ice gets on
the transmission lines, they freeze and break. They get all that. You get an inch of ice on there. You're talking thousands of pounds of extra weight on those wires, and boom, down they come. The neighbor guy down the road, I took him some firewood yesterday.
Yeah.
His tree exploded.
Oh, geez.
He had a great big white oak tree. He said it just made a loud cracking sound, and boom, down it come. Just fell right over. It's in his backyard.
Oh, yeah.
I said, well, there's a lot of firewood right there. You cut it up and
use it
next
year. Was
it
roots at all?
No. It busted maybe...
On the trunk?
Four feet up or so.
Oh, wow.
But it made a loud bang. Exploding trees, he called it.
Yeah.
I guess that's from the cold. The sap in there freezing or something.
What's fascinating about trees is the actual living part of the tree is not very thick on it's right underneath the bark, and it's maybe a centimeter thick, and that's it. That's crazy to think about how much dead trees.
I don't know. There's sap in there, boy.
Oh yeah.
It goes down 10 below zero or 20 below zero. I guess it can freeze.
Yeah.
And then when that happens, it's going to crack and break.
That's where pine
trees... That's the way the streets are, too. I mean, the highway, you coming up here on Route 8, there's all kinds of bumps.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
The freeze thaw, yeah.
Yeah, they put all that salt and everything on it. It gets all wet and everything, and then it seeps down in there, and then it freezes, and now it's pushing back up.
That's why I asked the water department what their situation was. They would tell me what the frost line was moving down, and because it tells me a lot. You know, heck, being in the back parking lot here, there's a... where National Field put a line in, that's about 2 inches high now.
Yeah.
You know, that's
that,
crazy.
That patch of asphalt they put in there, it's raised up.
That's crazy to think about how much nature just hates us.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, it's going to get ugly, so be prepared if you can, you know. At least have, I don't know, I hate to say candles because a lot of people burn their house down.
Right.
But batteries and whatnot and... I like those Lunchable things. You know, $1.50 or $2.
Yeah. Do you feel like a kid eating them?
I don't know. They're kind of tasty. They're probably not any good for you. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, technically, they do say lunch meat or, processed meat is
terrible.
Type 1 cancerogen.
Yeah.
So that's up there with smoking cigarettes. So
that's
horrible.
But they're small, you know.
Yeah.
Small. Of course, they got imitation cheese in there, too. The crackers might be all right. I don't know.
I'll admit my guilty pleasure is turkey bologna. It's really delicious. It's dangerous, though. It's like, you know, I know it's not good for me, but I like eating it once in a while.
What do I get? I can't remember. Well, peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, yeah, I love that, too. I don't mean eat. I just put it in a bowl. I don't even need to add bread to it.
Oh, I get that sourdough bread. Yeah, it doesn't have any chemicals in it.
Oh, yeah, sourdough. I love sourdough.
Yeah, I didn't think I liked it at first, but the more I eat it, holy cow, that's good stuff.
I tried
it's a little more expensive, but yeah. So what?
For a while there, I was making my own sourdough bread, and I was keeping like a jar full of it in the fridge to keep it, you know, going.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't eat much bread. Yeah, so it was kind of like, why am I doing this? I can just go buy it.
Yeah.
I'm baking bread all the time, but I like sourdough. I like it with a brisket, you know, doing some brisket, and oh, it's so delicious.
I don't know. You know, everything you buy at the store anymore is junk. It's just full of crap, and same way with, somebody texted me.
That's right. We probably should play some music.
Yeah, everybody wants firewood now all of a sudden. I'm going to put a sign out there, closed until spring.
Yeah. My wood's all frozen.
Yeah, it's froze up. Okay, let's go on to some more tunes.
Thank you for listening with your heart tonight. This one's for the ones who smile when they're breaking, for the ones nobody sees. Until it's too late. They dress me up in colors bright, but all I saw was black and gray. They threw their roses at my feet, but none of them knew what to say. The crowd would cheer, the music played. I danced, I fell, I wore the lie. No one saw behind the curtain where I'd go alone to cry. They paid to see me laugh again, but I was dying on the inside. Painted smile and heavy hands. Yeah, I was the clown that cried. Joy, they call me light, a walking joke, a harmless fool. But I was swallowing every fight while dancing barefoot like a mule. The spotlight burned like Judgment Day. Never missed a tear I hid, and every laugh they stole from me just fed the hurt I never. Cry.
of the clown that cried. You see, some people drown out loudly. I did it in silence. With glitter on my skin and heartbreak in my shoes.
A spark down in my soul, a quiet ember start to glow. I lock in, then I let it slow. May the river guide me where I need to go. Step with caution, step with grace. Every hill got its own face. All the things these eyes have known, let the restlessness lead me home. I won't settle, I'm not done. I won't fade, I'm a flame always on the run. Your spirit's strong, I won't slow down. Your soul flies free, I stand my ground. Feel the spark, watch the ember grow. Whisper deep, it won't find rest. Walk this road, no turning back. The call unknown keeps me on track. I hold tight, then I release.
helplessness take control. Step with caution, step with grace. Every hill got its own face. Until the morning comes.
To stay prepared, covered every angle just in case. I overpacked my suitcase for the road, carried what I feared I'd face. I learned to plan for every fall, hold my breath and brace for pain. But the weight of always being ready started wearing down my name. The load I carried took its toll. Somewhere I grew tired, then grew old. I kept gone. Yeah, the best of me is gone. To all the years I pushed it through, I spend myself a little at a time trying to be unbreakable for you. I gave away what I had left, told myself I'd find some more. But I don't have the strength I did. I just can't carry you no more. The load I carry took its toll. Somewhere I grew tired, then grew old. I kept to me is gone. I feel
loving heart's grown cold. Its toll. I gave what I could. I paid the cost. I'm still breathing, still standing, but the best of me is lost. I packed for every storm I fear. Carried it mile by mile. Now I'm setting that suitcase down. If only I may rest a while. I just need to rest a
go. The Real BS Show. We're back in town.
It's getting cold out there. You're just out there and it was going down. It's going down now.
It's toasty warm in here though.
Yeah, well, I turned the furnace up.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't tell anybody.
No, it's a secret. You always turn it back down. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll turn it down. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Remember.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to say hey to Nancy Taylor.
Nancy.
She's on a roll over there in North Philadelphia. It's so cold. There ain't nothing you can do anyway, so she's going to play bingo. She's kind of getting to like it, and guess what? She's winning.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, she's hauling in the money there. Don't tell the IRS.
No, you have to fill some tax forms out for those ones.
Yeah. But congratulations, Nancy. You know, keep it up. She's going to be a bingo star.
Yeah, there's people that are poker players that make it big. Why don't they ever hear about bingo players making it big? You know, they should have tournaments and stuff for bingo.
Yeah. Well, as long as she's making a few bucks, that's all that matters, you know.
Do people ever have fights over bingo?
No.
I mean, you never know. Maybe it's only like, you called B wrong, you know, B-52 or B-5 wrong.
No, it's hard to screw that one up. The ball pops up, and that's it.
You know what's funny is my father, both my parents, they go to the senior center in town, and my father would call bingo. And you know, some people are very particular about their bingo. They want it slow, or you're not reading.
Well, that's because they got six of those sheets in front of them, so they got to check them all.
Some want it slow, some want it faster, and then you know they're like you know. And he's not deaf, but he's hard of hearing, so he can't hear. It's like a comedy bit. They're like he's like B12 or whatever, and then I don't even know what the numbers are. And they're like, you're not reading it fast enough. And the other one's like, you're reading it too fast. And then he's like, huh?
That's say what? Say what?
Sorry, that's just my imagination running wild. Yeah. It's like a comedy thing.
I kind of like playing bingo. It's fun.
Nothing wrong with it. Yeah. You enjoy it. You get to
see a lot of people you don't normally see. And
yeah.
I don't know. It was fun while it lasted there for me over at the fire hall.
I did play a few times, and I realized I was the youngest person in the room. And I realized I didn't win anything. So it wasn't the fact that I didn't win anything. I just thought, this was fun doing it once, you know. But everyone had to, you could tell who's serious. They had those dabber things, so you could tell.
Oh, yeah.
They were super serious. They had like six cards in front of them.
Yeah, right.
And you no horsing around.
How do you check that many?
I don't know. But me, I'm like, I thought it was more entertaining to see all these people that were really serious into it playing bingo.
You know, I played for quite a while there at one point, and I don't ever remember winning, ever.
Yeah. It was probably just for the fun of it.
It was just something to shoot the breeze. And
some of them have, like, food and stuff, too, it kind of makes it worth it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know? I remember the one time we went to the casino, and we all said, we're not going to spend more than $20.
Yeah.
And I think it was with Dave, you, me, and another guy, I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
And I just remember, I think you won your 20 back, if I remember correctly.
I don't know.
And then me, I lost my 20 bucks, and I was done, and so I just enjoyed the rest of the day. But I remember the food being inexpensive, and I thought, oh, that'd be nice just to come in here and just eat the food. Now it's not the case anymore. The food's more expensive.
They bumped that up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they had to.
Wow.
I mean, the beef prices went up. They had steak and stuff. They had, you name it, cheap, and now it's not the case.
Yeah.
But
nothing stays the same. It's always changing. All right, let's play a couple more tunes and warm this place up.
Some good feelings. How about that?
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to remember, 'cause it's been forever since we felt good. And now it's a new day, it's gonna go my way. We're free on the freeway, it sure feels good. 'Cause I wanna go back to the days of the past when everything was easy. But I'm holding you close and I'm letting it go, 'cause baby you're the reason. Head says I blew it. I don't care, 'cause I'm never gonna quit, not today. 'Cause I found the road and I lost it. Seen the edge, I've been hanging off it. Ain't no river too wide to cross it on the way. 'Cause I wanna go back to the days of the past when everything was easy. But I'm holding you close and I'm letting it go, 'cause baby you're the reason. I got a good feeling about you.
do I stay inside? I should be living life instead of watching through the window. No use in playing safe, not gonna hesitate. I know the storm is only mental. I'm letting go, giving up the control. Yeah, I'm ready to go wherever the wind blows. I wanna see where the world's gonna lead. Time is ticking and the world is not waiting on me. Set a goal, whatever is blocking the sun. Moment. Running away from my past, it's pushing me out of my zone. Throwing me under the gun into the unknown. I'm letting go, giving up the control. Yeah, I'm ready to go wherever the wind blows. I wanna see where the world's gonna lead. Time is ticking and the world is not waiting on me.
Yeah. gray skies.
I know all that you've been through, feeling like you might not make it alone. Cause I have walked a mile in your shoes. Yeah, I know all that you've, I know all that you've been, I know all that you've been through, feeling like you might not make it alone.
That's the Real BS Show on a freezing, oh, terrible. I hate this weather. Did I ever tell you how much I hate winter?
Yeah, yeah.
Geez, the older I get, the worse it is.
Whew. Yeah, you know, I
global warming. Where is it?
During the summertime.
Promise this.
I don't even use the AC much, but when I do, it's like I don't want. You know, I look at the wintertime thinking, man, at least it's not winter. You know, it's not freezing, and I have to, you know, my...
This is awful.
My
this
feet,
is terrible.
My feet is what gets cold on me, and I have to, like, wear wool socks. That's the only thing that keeps me warm is wool socks. Even when your feet get wet, wool socks work, you know?
It's so cold out there, it freezes your eyeballs.
Yeah.
Whew.
I was out hunting. When I was out hunting, that it was, like, 20 degrees with the wind chill was down to, like, -2. And I just remember my whole body aching every day coming home. And now the pain has went away. But now I'm like, whenever I go outside, I'm like, oh, I don't want to be outside too much, you know?
I know that without going outside. Yeah.
I wonder what the deer are doing, you know, during this.
I can't imagine what they're going through.
Yeah. Whew. When I went to Erie yesterday, you know where you used to live in Waterford where where Route 19 and 97, when they curved before the car dealership there, on that one field that's on the left next to the car dealership. You know what I'm talking about? Because you have 97 and 98, they split into a Y, and just to the left is the car dealership there.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and the field before that, there's always 30 to 50 deer. I'm not joking. I wish I'm not making
that's
this
where
up.
We used to go tobogganing.
Really?
We'd slide down it. It was full of trees now, but it was bare. Back in my day.
That hill there?
Yeah, it was quite a nice place to go down on toboggans, get a nice ride.
So the thing is, like, there's tons of deer there. Yeah. It just shocks me. Every time you drive by, there's, like, all these deer just standing in that field, and I think they planted some soybean or something there.
Well, they know you can't shoot it when you're right next to the cars like that, all them cars sitting there.
Right. But it's like, I don't know. But we better play some music because Bill's getting a wood call.
All right, another wood call.
Sometimes I lay under the moon. I thank God I'm breathing. And I pray, don't take me soon, because I am here for you.
Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around. Because all my life I've been waiting for, I've been praying for the people to say that we don't wanna fight no more. There'll be no more war, and our children will pay. One day.
are done. Keeping it on till it is stay strong. Rolling till the nighttime blazes on. All along, I keep singing my song. I say, this phase is always. Sometimes I get so crazed. But just know that I always stay. Cause you're my light through the haze. It's time for a champion. To the soul of the land. Men are art from the sea and sand. Till the sun comes up again. Time for a champion. The soul of the land, men of art from the sea and the sand, till the sun comes up again. Reach for the sky, keep your eye on the prize. Forever in my mind, be my golden sunshine. It's waiting in your mind, so push them clouds aside. Forever by my side. Let myself down, down the ground beneath my feet gone. No more words with it to speak. On that day my song was born. Never meant to leave you all alone. Said I'd be a shelter from the storm. Now your clothes have all been torn. Kingdom sacked, attacked and dethroned. It's time for a champion. To the soul of the land. Men are art from the sea and sand. Till the sun comes up again. Time for a champion, to the soul of the land. Men are art from the sea and the sand, till the sun comes up again. Reach for the sky, keep your eye on the prize. Forever in my mind, be my golden sunshine. It's raining in your mind, so push them clouds aside. Forever by my side.
It didn't hurt anybody's ears.
That was everybody's electricity going out.
that's the wires and tree limbs are breaking outside.
Oh, on that note, I have something funny. I had a tree branch twist in the wind. There was a wind storm that was coming through. It was like 50, 60 mile per hour winds, whatever. And it twisted a branch on a pine tree. The big one. You know the big one?
Yeah.
And it just... like this.
Huh.
And they came. I had to call Penelec because, you know, First Energy and say, hey, there's a branch on the power line coming in. And so they came out, cut it, and they cut it only like maybe 6 inches away and left the twisted part up. And so I'm thinking, oh, great. Now I have a Widowmaker up there. And so then they sent an arborist, and this guy had a Florida license plate on his back of his vehicle. And I'm thinking, did they really send an arborist all the way up here? From Florida. I mean, and I asked him, he goes, oh, yeah, I'm from Florida. I'm like, I didn't ask anymore. I'm thinking, this is crazy. They sent an arborist.
You're in the wrong state, buddy.
And I'm sitting there thinking, he's driving in the snow. This is like, all the snow started coming. This was yesterday, actually. And, just kind of interesting. We're talking about different things. We got on to different topics, but I thought that was fascinating. You know, we got into the topic of power lines. I have tree branches coming down on my tree.
Well, tree branches kill power lines big time. I mean, trees explode when it gets super cold, minus 10 degrees, 20 degrees. If there's any sap in there, it'll freeze and break the tree limbs, and it knocked a guy I delivered to yesterday, I think it was. He had a big white oak on the back of his house, and that whole big tree come down.
It's because they didn't come out of his house, you know?
Right. Well, it was probably 50 feet away, 60,
right.
Maybe 100 feet away, but it was big. And, I mean, it looked healthy as all get out, just busted. He said it made a loud crack, bang sound, exploded like. I said, well, I've heard of that. I've never seen it, but there it is.
I, as a PSA, as a public service announcement, make sure if you have any power lines, don't get near them, especially with rain or snow. Electricity goes through water. You know, we forget that snow is water. But, you don't mess around with electricity, especially 240. It will kill you. Yeah. So,
well, just everybody stock up on whatever. You know, maybe get food and stuff that you don't have to cook.
Canned food. You know,
canned chicken or whatever. I don't know.
Chef Boyardee or something.
Chef Boyardee is a little toxic. I don't know. Some of that stuff is so full of crap that you just can't spell all those.
You know, looking back as a kid, I ate a lot of things as a kid that we didn't. Nowadays, I don't eat. But we ate a lot of hot dogs and macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And I look back now and realize, holy cow, hot dogs are considered type 1 cancerogen. And mac and cheese has all this processed stuff in it, this ultra-processed stuff in it. I guess I'm fine. I don't know. You know?
Well, you're still young yet.
Yeah,
I know. You hit 50, 60, 70. Yeah. You start going downhill at a fast pace.
My dad has a cousin that's 90 years old, and he's a great guy, but he tells me about all of his health issues, and I'm sitting there thinking, man, 90 years old, in my father's side of the family, they have long lives, so that's not always a good thing, is it?
I wouldn't talk about it, you know. Yeah. I think about it.
Yeah.
You know, it stresses you out, so forget it.
He has macular degenerative disease, arthritis in his joints. You ever see someone with their joints all swollen up and everything? I'm sitting there thinking, that's my livelihood is my hands, and if I get that way, I'm screwed, you know? I don't know. I'm not going to ever see Social Security because it's, you know.
It'll be dead by then.
It's going to be not funded by the time about 20 years before I get it. So,
it'll be probably defunct and gone by then.
So it's like, you know, what do people do? You have to save money now. And that's why it's, you know, the time to save money was, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, it's the same like with me. I'm screwed. They shut out Social Security. I'm pretty much, you know, I make a few bucks with firewood, but maybe I make a little more than a few bucks. But
well, you're that's a struggle. It's like, you know,
it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not as easy as you think. You're also you have a lot of expenses too. You're probably
$1,000 a truckload.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not easy. You know.
It's a lot of work, and I don't have any helpers anymore.
No.
I'll quit.
No.
So
it's
a one-man show from now on.
Well, I'm sure you can get a few people to help you, you know, if you had to.
Nah, that's a waste of time.
But, no. I don't.
First hour, they're done. That's it.
I don't know how some of these guys are doing it, though. Like, you know, long-term, if they get injured, they're screwed. Like, I'm talking like the big companies where they have multiple crews.
Yeah.
The injuries have got to be happening because, I mean, you've been almost injured a few times. You know, you had your finger. You had a log roll on you. I mean,
workman's comp, but I don't have anything like that. And if I did have workers, I couldn't afford to pay that workman's comp. You know.
No, I mean, you factor in. I think that I remember seeing a study done on it on how much employers are paying for workers. Is, you know, there's the wage you get, and then there's the wage that the employer actually has to pay, and it's almost double. What they're paying.
It's a lot. Trust me, it's a lot.
Workman's comp, you got payroll taxes, you got Social Security. I can't even think of all of
that. At Raven Sound, I took care of all of that. There was state unemployment, federal unemployment, workman's compensation.
Yeah.
Then there was insurance. I mean, we paid insurance premiums for everybody.
Yeah.
What else? State withholding taxes. Federal withholding taxes, local withholding taxes.
Right.
Did I say Social Security? That's a biggie.
Yeah.
they're just one thing after another. I mean, it's workman's compensation. The list went on and on and on. It's just like,
it's not easy having employees.
And once a month, you got to go over to the bank and make all those deposits, and it gets to be, you know, when you got 20 employees, it gets pretty sizable.
And then you have accountants. You have everything you can imagine.
We lawyers. Just dealt with them once a year at tax time, you know, and just gave here's all our numbers, and you figure it out.
Yeah.
Do the best you can.
I don't know. It's just there's a lot more involved than people realize. It's not that easy.
Oh, it's terrible.
And it scales.
See, China doesn't have to deal with all that stuff.
No, they own 51% of all the companies.
So you get hurt, see you later. Get somebody else.
Yeah, they don't. Did you know, communist China does not have free health care?
I have no idea.
People have to pay for their health care there, and it's not cheap. And that's something I think is hilarious. You know, they're you could call them state capitalists, but really, because they own all the businesses, so you cannot have your own business there. The party has to own 51% of the company. But yeah, it's not a paradise people think it is. It's a pretty rough place, and they're not doing too well right now. I mean, they're in a slow decline.
The whole world's way far in debt. Going down the toilet.
You know, given the U.S., we have issues. But we're not doing too bad yet.
Well, we got a lot of government giveaway stuff, so that's why people are flocking to the United States to get all that free money. Free food, free rent, free, card.
Ron Paul spoke about that. If you cut that off, then we won't have to worry about some wall, you know.
You'll have to buy a wall. Nobody will want to come here.
And they're going
to
go around the wall anyways. I think, honestly, I'd rather have the smartest people here from other countries coming here, and that's what kind of made our country unique. You know, my grandparents came here in 1920. If they waited one more year, they would not have been able to come. And the hell in Europe that happened between 1933, because started around that time when the Nazis took power. My father's family are part Jewish, so they would have went through that hell. It's a mess. This whole world's a mess. And you know what? I think it's getting better, I think.
I just want to live up in the woods and stay away from everybody.
Yeah, same here.
Watch the deer, watch the wind. Boy, last night the wind was blowing like crazy. Yeah. It sounded awesome, you know, to hear that kind of a roar in the trees and stuff, you know. I don't know. It put me to sleep in a hurry.
Right.
Time. But well, we'll see you next week, hopefully. And hopefully it's not freezing cold like it's... Oh, just everybody, please be careful. And don't even go out if you don't have to.
If you have to, drive slow. Don't worry about it.
Well, if you have to go out, get what you got to get today.
Yeah.
You know, because tomorrow is going to be too late.
Yeah.
And, you know, get some flashlights and maybe some batteries so you can see if the power goes out.
Right.
And I don't know, blankets or... I don't know what else, sleeping bags or something.
Right.
Or someplace you can go, you know. But just be careful. You know, it's going to be icy. It's going to be windy. It's going to be awful. And the snow up our way here, it's going to get deep.
Yeah.
Real deep. So there's a big one coming. So don't say you weren't warned, because we're telling you.
Yeah.
Okay. See you all next week. See you next week, Seth.
See ya.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, won't you stand by me? Just as long you stand by me. the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountains should crumble to the sea. I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me, oh, won't you stand by me, just as long as you stand by me. Stand by me.